be with you.
Everybody to Hour of Terror Screen Park. This is episode 2 of the Riding with Horrific Network year-round haunt season. And we are at Hour of Terror Screen Park, man, and this one is going to be a good one. Fright Sanity set the bar with a 65 with our season premiere, but as we are about to walk into Hour of Terror, opening scare zone. It's kind of interesting. Well, that scare zone, we'll call it the graveyard, set design, I actually liked it. It reminded me a lot of what, like, Hollywood Street at Universal would be like. It was a very HHN set design. I dug it. I dug the lighting. I dug the fog. I'm actually giving it an 8. Scare factor, though. I'm giving it a 2. And overall, I'm giving it a 6. Like, there was no scare factor, and the set design, while it's cool, it's not cool enough to big block of nothing here. It looks like we will be going in the down Michael Myers here. I want it to kind of be noted that he decided to call it an Hour of Terror. Does not force you to be in first person perspective. It's worth noting that as well. Thank you. Not sure what that was. Well, it's a trick-or-treater, like a silver shamrock trick-or-treater. We're like through these hallways, and it's all it is so far is like wood paneling. Now it appears we will walk into the house and we hear the Halloween music. And there's Michael. Just came out of a hallway door. There's Michael again coming out of a hallway door. It's a lot of empty rooms though. Now into a bedroom. Michael coming out again. This is worse than a mirror maze right now. It's like a sheet maze. We finally got out of there. That was annoying though. This is like almost like hauling 4 or 5 at the chain link fence. So, Michael Myers maze, man, I don't... Scare Factor. There was a lot of Michael Myers in there. There was a lot of characters in there that were actually pretty much in your face most of that maze. Scare Factor, I'm going to go ahead and give it a solid 7. Set design, I'm going to give it a 5. And overall, I'm going to give it right in between at a 6. I liked the characters. I wish there were more, actually. But there weren't. We're now going into, like, what looks like the clown area. He's creepy looking. So is she. I low key want to like go ride it. Just bear with me on this thing. I just want to ride it one more time from this angle and see if we see any more houses. And here we go. No, it's pretty dark. Alright. What are we doing? Okay, so now we're back. Back out here in the carnival clown area. I gotta tell you, scare wise, set design wise, 7/8 for the carnival. I'm also gonna give the scare zone an 8 just because it's clowns. The slingshot, I'm gonna give a 7/2 for what it was. There's nothing nothing really wrong with it, actually. This clown area is really scary. That this is a automatic cue that makes it nice.
If you think we wax, we're sure to pay, you know. Contrary to wax, if you think we're alive, you ought to speak to it.
Into a spinny tunnel. Oh, shit. This place is a trip right now. Through Wonderland, we just went with some Mad Hatter and Alice again. Like one of the Queen's guardsmen. Oh shit, Alice just jumped out at us. This is pretty wild. In Wonderland, a 8 out of 10. I thought that was a lot of fun. Let's see what we have in store for ourselves next here. That's where we came from, so we're gonna enter. Thank you. Damn, it's like a spider scare zone, and you actually have to, like, crawl up and over the spider's nest. That's pretty wild. It's like a bone yard thing. A Reaper roller coaster. That bone scare zone. This is what was supposed to be the Reaper roller coaster. And now, after all of that, dude, this is... Holy smokes. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my god. That entire experience is unlike anything I've ever been on, and was completely a 10 out of 10. That was unbelievable. That was the best thing we've done in this park, for sure. Say jungle. While we're here for just a second, we need to say the bone scare zone. Set design was a 6. Scare was probably a 4. And here is a house. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Has frustrated me to no end, and right from the get, God. Maybe this will be the one time through everything. But as you can see, our trouble with just navigating the line is hard. And we're into Derry Public Works. Like, look at it. So this isn't too bad without the glow stick, but then it's like nearly impossible. See, this is without the glow stick. With the glow stick. So you're definitely meant to have the glow stick as we make our way into... Is this like the new built house? There's nothing in this house, in this maze. It's just very dark with red lighting. like now into a kitchen. All right, Pennywise reached out from underneath the table and now he's running at us. And now just a random dude with a knife came out of the hallway. We all float. All over the wall here. It looks like Pennywise just bounced out from behind that bathroom curtain. One of the boxes. Moved. I mean, even with the glow stick, you can see that curtain right there is blended in. I thought it was a wall. Moving through another room. More just boxes. Scare there where Pennywise is supposed to come out of the whatever is being projected, but completely missed it. Now there's pigs hanging. It's like Mike's butcher shop here. Pennywise just ran out there. Of blanks after Pennywise ran out in this room. Giant spider that you can't really see. There he is. Thing is happening right now. We're rounding the corner. To annoying part number one, because here comes a mirror maze. Well, maybe not quite yet. With the glow stick, you see the hanging bodies. creepy to think that they're there, but you don't see them unless you turn. And here is the maze. Not the way we're supposed to go, which is frustrating. Past this part right here. Like, I've never figured out how to get out of it from here. It just repeats itself. So, automated queue, I like that. This is an original coming off of what was really, sadly, the worst house, especially with how it ended. It, overall, set design 6. It was just a bunch of boxes most of the time. Scare factor 5. House, I gave a 6. But look at the barn here. Already, like, look at this. The attention to detail is solid. First part of the barn, and now we're walking through this area that looks like water pipes and stuff, and there's heads hanging. Clothes now. I think I had over some of that. That's like a crazy cow. Cow came out like a werewolf in HHN style. This is a big... big saw sawing a guy in half an hour. A bunch of people frozen in huge blocks of ice. One of them just busted through. There's that big cow again. That guy looked an awful lot like Jason. At the front of the park, at the front of Hour of Terror, there are several highlights featured. One is that candy scare zone, which I don't understand why. One is the Malice in Wonderland house, which I do understand why. Another one is the barn, and I understand why. Scare factor, I give a 6. Set design, I give like an 8 too, and overall I give that house an 8. I thought it was one of the stronger houses that we have seen today, definitely. But I think what we are definitely seeing... Electron? Check this thing out. But I mean, what we are seeing here with this is just really like... the slew of things that are available. Usually usually these special attractions can do pretty well, but that is not the case there. That is a one. And hopefully for the sake of their special attraction score, Twister is a better attraction. Does now have a sense of pressure on it just because it has to make up for its real land mate. Looks pretty intense. Holy smokes. But there is a lot that Hour of Terror you guys are not like gonna let us on this ride. Sucks. So this ride will not allow us to ride it. You saw us multiple times attempt. If somebody knows we're doing something wrong or something, you are more than welcome to try to tell us what we did wrong, but that's a zero, and that's gonna hurt their overall score undoubtedly, severely. That is a rough stretch of park. You have it, Twister. The Delights Scare Zone. I mean, this is this main stretch here. Some of the worst stuff in the entire park. Which is pretty unreal. Lowest scoring house, scare zone, rides. Some of the lowest scoring rides, but then you get to the barn here. Mid-main stretch. And you're doing okay, and then that scare zone there. That leaves us with the final house. Looks like this Insidious house may be an automated thing as well. It is cool. Here we go into Insidious. Oh shit, the red doors. This is a weird room. Just like a bunch of boxes again. And a priest running out. Like a possessed looking person, red-eyed person. Looking room now. It's weird. There's a huge, like, skull. It's a huge werewolf. It's interesting. I don't really remember any of this in the Insidious movie. Supposed to be like we're out in the woods, I believe. Like the jail cells from the Final Key movie, Insidious, and a skeleton just came out of one of the jail cells. Yeah, the barn and Alice in Wonderland are by far the better products house-wise here. Another giant werewolf. Doesn't make a lot of sense. We're in like a cave with a bunch of disheveled furniture, which also doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Around a bedroom with a bunch of blank figures, and by blank figures I mean Roblox figure shape with just smiley faces, which I don't know if it makes it less or maybe more scary. Another room that is like this is a room that looks like something Halloween Horror Nights would do when they phone it in. And I wouldn't say that if I didn't think they could do better. I mean, they could do something like this, which now we're like in a castle or a pirate hallway, which makes no sense. A skeleton just came out, which also makes not a whole lot of sense as to why this is called Insidious. So far, the only thing Insidious was that first hallway with the red doors, which was really strong, and this really fell off quickly. The mummy now. Denounce this place to help you count down to haunt season, man. Houses, they scored 7. scare zones, they houses, they scored 7. Scare zones, they scored 5. Special attractions, 5. Set design, 6.5. Scare factor, 4.5. For an overall score of 28 divided by 50 is a 56. So there you go. That kind of sets the bar here as to what was good. I think we saw that with Universal in season 1 with their 83, and then the second week WED coming out with a 75, and that let you know how good Universal was. Right now, case in point, we are at a 65 last week with Fright Sanity. You can now appreciate how good Fright Sanity is at that 65 with Hour of Terror, who did not terrible, but there were some things that were pretty unforgivable, in my opinion. But they can improve, and maybe they'll improve in Haunt Season this year. But for their year-round show, and maybe 56 is a second-place score. We don't know. But as we move along, we will definitely keep an eye on that. Yeah, thank you very much for watching. Next week, we will be at Monster Park for their Bride of Frankenstein area. Take care, everybody.